AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry addressed a White House summit today on ways to counter violent extremism. Obama says the U.S. and its allies need to join with Muslim leaders in exposing the lie that the West is at war with Islam.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Kerry says it will take a coordinated multinational effort to remove the threat of terrorists who are trying to drag the world back into the Dark Ages.
People who put a devout Muslim from Jordan in a fiery cage for all to see. People who send young women into the markets in Nigeria with orders to blow themselves up.
President Obama said Muslims in the U.S. and around the world have a responsibility to fight a misconception that terrorist groups like the Islamic State speak for them. Speaking through an interpreter today, Egypt's foreign minister said Libya needs the U.N.'s help in fighting Islamic State militants.
We call upon the states represented here to do their utmost to support the legitimate House of Representatives.
An appeals court is reversing one of the few successful prosecutions of a terrorist suspect before a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. A judge says a florist in Washington State who refused to provide flowers to a gay couple for their wedding violated state consumer protection and anti-discrimination laws. The florist argued her actions were protected by her religious freedom, but the judge ruled that while religious beliefs are protected by the First Amendment, actions based on those beliefs aren't necessarily protected. This is AP Radio News. It's a dog's life for last night's winner of the Westminster Kennel Club's annual show in New York City.
She doesn't get any money for it, not that she'd have any use for money, but winning the Westminster Kennel Club dog show entitled Miss P to a day on the town. Morning TV shows, a trip up the Empire State Building, a Broadway walk-on, steak lunch at Sardi's. The quiet little beagle accepted it all with aplomb, which is more than you could say for her co-owner, Lori Crandallmeyer.
You know, probably a week from now, I'm going to look back on this day, and hopefully I'll even remember everything that's happened today, but it's just, like I say, it's been overwhelming, and I don't think it's really sunk in yet.
Westminster was the four-year-old Pooch's 20th and final show title. Now she retires to breed. Warren Levinson, New York.
Throw another log on the fire tonight and another blanket on the bed. It's going to be a bitterly cold night in much of the eastern two-thirds of the country. It'll be zero and below in some states. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.